Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Sorry, we got disconnected. Sorry for that.
That's okay.
All right, okay. Did you hang up the call or it just got disconnected automatically?
Got disconnected. We've been on the phone nearly 2 hours.
I understand, but this is for your safety and security. Please try to understand. You have to keep patience.
Yeah, well, you're going to tell me what I'm going to have to do?
Yeah, I'm going to let you know, sir, okay? You got a fresh piece of... Oh, my goodness. The security guard is stuck. Did you close anything on your computer?
Yes, I have.
Sir, without my knowledge and without my permission, don't touch your computer, otherwise the security will get stuck. Please try to understand. What is... anything is wrong with you? Like, why did you close it without my permission, sir?
Because I'm not happy about where this is going.
Sir, as I told you, sir, this is all about your safety and security. Please try to understand. We are not calling you only. If you want, I can give you our helpline number, my employment ID number, my name, everything. You are speaking to a legitimate person, NCA, National Crime Authority. Okay, we are the cyber cops and we are under... We are undercover officers. We work for the government. Okay, nowadays we are taking care of cyber crimes. Understood?
Okay.
If you want, you can write down my name, employment ID, my helpline number, everything, if you want, for your security. And let me remind you one thing more. This call is being recorded for quality and training purpose. So you don't have to worry. We have to submit this call to the government after the end of this call. Everything is legitimate, okay?
Yep.
So what you have on the screen? My employment ID is MCA0786.
MCA0786.
It should be N. N for national, A for... Are you there?
N-C...
Yeah, N for national, C for crime, A for authority. MCA 0786.
0786. 86.
My name is John Williams. You want the helpline number as well?
Yep.
Write it down, please.
Yep.
02-02-80-80-91-7791.
Okay.
Confirm me the details which I have given you, please.
John Williams.
Mm-hmm.
MCA0786 02-80-91-7791.
Absolutely right. Now you have my details. If you have any doubt, okay, anytime you can ring us on that number and verify yourself whether you are speaking to a legitimate person or not, okay?
Okay, yep.
Thank you. Now, what do you see right on your screen?
The internet is back there again.
Leave it as it is, okay? Do not touch anything, all right? This time, don't close anything, otherwise the security will get stuck again, all right?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you the procedure how we will catch all these hackers who are trying to misuse your bank account for money laundering, okay?
Yep.
And in all this investigation, okay, let me remind you, all the banks' head office are working with us. We have a tie-up with them because we work for the government, okay, so we have a tie-up with them. As I told you, so many bank employees are doing this. So we have a tie-up with all the banks' head office. So what we are going to do in order to catch the hacker physically, first of all, I will give you all his banking details. Like, I will give you his bank name, account number, BSB number, his name, everything. I will give it to you. You have to make a note of it. Okay?
Yep.
Just make a note of it, please.
Yep.
Write down the bank name, UBank.
New Bank or New Bank?
No, you. You for uniform. New Bank. Okay.
New Bank.
Write down the account number.
Yep.
1751.
Yep.
6450.
Yep.
Now write down the BSB number. 670.
Yep.
864.
Yep.
Write down his account name. Okay, his name is, the first name is Indra. I for Indigo, N for November.
Yep.
D for David.
Yep.
R for Romeo, A for Apple.
Yeah.
And the last name is Samuel. S for Sugar.
Yep.
A for Apple.
Yep.
M for Mother.
Yep.
U for Uniform.
Yep.
E for Echo. L for Lima.
Yep.
Confirm me all the details.
U Bank account number 1751 6456.
No, 50. I told you 50.
Confirm me
account number once again.
1751 6450.
Yeah, and the BSB number?
670-864.
And the account name?
U Bank.
No, account holder name.
Indra. I-N-D-R-A. Indra Samuel. S-A-M-U-E-L.
Correct. Write down his address below that. The address is 5. Number 5, numeric number, okay? 5.
Yep.
Fairy, F-A-I-R-Y, Fairy, Boer, B-O-W-E-R, Boer.
Yep.
Road, R-O-A-D, Road. Manly, M-A-N-L-Y, Manly.
Yep.
New South Wales. 2095.
What was the postcode?
2095. Confirm me his address.
5 Sherry, S-E-R, S-E-I-R-Y.
No. Number 5, numeric number, okay? 5, then Fairy.
Yeah, 5.
F-A-I-R-Y.
Yes, that's what I said. S-E-R-I-R-Y.
No. F for Father.
F
for Father.
Okay.
After that, E for Apple.
Yep.
I for Indigo.
Yep.
R for Romeo.
Yes.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
B for Bravo.
Yep.
O for Oscar. W for Whiskey. E for Echo. R for Romeo. Fairy, Boer.
Yep.
Okay. Road.
Yes.
Manly.
M-A-N-L-Y,
New South Wales.
Yes.
2095.
Manly, New South Wales.
Okay.
2095.
Yes. All right. Okay. Just hold on.
Right.
Okay. Now have a look on your computer. What do you see?
I did have a personal...
Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. What do you see?
I've got a Google Chrome.
Yeah, in the Google search, type your bank name and after that type login.
Have you got control of this computer?
You are connected with our secure server and our server is performing. Okay? I am not taking a control of it. We are not allowed to do that. As I told you, this call is being recorded.
Okay. I'm not a robot.
Yeah, click on that.
Okay. Okay.
What option do you have got?
I've got log into NetBank, Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, click on that. Click on that. Log on to NetBank.
I've been there.
I understand, but this is for your safety and security again. Now, what is it asking you for?
Log on to NetBank.
Mm-hmm.
Password.
Put your ID number first. Put your ID number. You remember your ID number?
Yeah. We've got that written down.
Put in there. Have you done?
Something went wrong. There's a green cursor. Oh, now it's gone. Hang on.
Okay, don't touch anything. Leave it as it is. The server. Just wait. Don't touch anything. The server will perform, okay? The server will perform. Don't touch anything.
Yep.
Do not touch anything.
I'm not touching anything. But I think this computer's on remote control.
Sir, actually, you are connected with our secure server. The server is performing. What do you see now?
My bank account details.
Write down the balance in a piece of paper, please.
I'm getting very uncomfortable with this. Very uncomfortable indeed.
Sir, this is for your safety and security. I'm telling you, write it down.
That's what you keep telling me, but you keep coming back to my bank account, and I'm not happy
because
at all.
Because the hackers are using your account for money laundering, and I need to remove them from there, okay? Please try to understand.
I'm trying, but not happening very well. Because there's already $1,000 difference in my bank account than it was 15 minutes ago.
You can check your statement. If you think that your money is missing, you can check your statement. Do you know how to check it?
No.
Okay, just click on your account. It will show you your statement. Click on your account. It will show you your statement. Hold on, don't touch anything, please, okay? Don't touch anything. Hold on. Sir, leave the control, please. The server will perform. You can check it.
Yeah, you keep telling me that.
The server will perform. Now check the statement. Check it. All the transaction, everything.
Okay, yeah.
I believe now you understand, your money is not missing anywhere, correct?
Yeah. Okay,
don't touch anything. Don't touch anything, please. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. Have you written down your balance?
No.
Write down your balance, please. And where is your modem?
Beg your pardon?
Where is your modem right now?
Above my right shoulder.
Could you please check which color light do you see on it?
There's three solid green and one flashing green.
It's flashing or stable? The green light is flashing or stable?
There's three stable.
Uh-huh.
And the phone line is flashing.
And you can't see any blue lights?
Nope.
Check any stable white color light or blue light stable, which is not flashing. Check it, please.
I've got a green green light, mobile signals green, Wi-Fi's green, phone line's flashing, and there's a green light on the front of the...
Okay, now leave the control of your computer. Now look on your computer screen, okay? Commonwealth head office is transferred $20,000 into your account. Can you see your balance got increased?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, your balance got increased, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this $20,000 you have received from the Commonwealth head office. Why you have received this money? Because we need to catch the hacker physically, and we need to put them behind the bar. And this is why you have received the money. You have received this money from the Commonwealth head office because the hacker was using your account for money laundering. So I'm going to tell you the procedure, how we are going to catch them physically. Okay? I have given you all the banking information of the hacker, right?
Yes.
You have already make a note of it, right?
Yes.
Now, what do you have to do with this money, okay? First of all, don't touch anything. Close your banking. Close it, please. Close it.
Yep.
Now, listen, what do you have to do with this money? Physically, you have to go to your bank, okay? Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Now, why you have received all this money into your account? Because the hacker was using your account for money laundering. So in order to catch the hacker, what we have done, we have given you all the information of the hacker and we have transferred $20,000 into your bank account. Now what we will do, you have to go to your bank physically and you need to make a payment into the hacker's bank account. Once you will make a payment into the hacker's bank account, then the hacker will think that one of their partner has sent that money from your account to their account, then the hacker will get excited, they will come outside, they will get active, or they will come outside, they will go to the ATM or a branch to withdraw that money, and at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there, we will catch them red-handed. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
This is why I told you I need your help and I need your cooperation, because you are the victim of the hacker, so only you can help us to find those hackers. Okay?
I'm going to tell you now, I'm not going to do it. If I'm breaking the law, you better send the cyber police around because I'm not happy with it.
So you are speaking...
And I'd like to end this phone call. I'm not happy.
Hold on. That means, sir, you are encouraging the hacker to misuse your details for money laundering. You are supporting them. And you will also face some problem if you will not cooperate with us.
Well, I'll face the problems when they come. I've got a good lawyer.
Sir, that is not the solution, sir. You are changing your mind. You have got our money into your account. Now you are being dishonest with me.
No, I don't know that money's in the account until I go and check it. And I'm not going to take money out.
Sir, you can go and check it, okay? And you are helping our nation to catch the criminal, so you should be proud of yourself. I am not telling you that you have to make a payment from your own money, okay? No, we are taking a risk of our money. And by following the same procedure, we already caught so many hackers. Because these hackers are non-traceable. I don't know their exact location, where exactly they are located. This is why we play this trick with them.
Well,
please try to understand.
No, I'm still going to say no. I'm going to have to send the cops around, I'm afraid.
Sir, your local police is not going to help you regarding this investigation because we are the cyber cops and we are taking care of cyber crimes.
Yes, so you keep telling me, but I'm not happy with the way this is going. My bank account as far as I'm aware, my bank account has been compromised.
Okay.
And if I go to the Commonwealth Bank, I'll tell them that it's been compromised and they'll give me another new card. Because I'm just not happy. There's too much information.
Okay, all right. Okay. Listen to me, first of all.
Phone lines about my bank.
Okay. Listen to me, okay? Listen.
I'm not a millionaire, and anything that's taken out of my bank account is going to affect my lifestyle, and I'm not happy with that.
Okay. Let me tell you, first of all, if you will go to your local branch or any another branch of the Commonwealth, then what will happen? The bank employee will aware the hacker that you got a call from us, and we are trying to find them, and we have already provided you a security. The bank employee will aware the hacker, and secondly, the hacker will get aware, they will try to escape, they will try to run away, and at the end, they will try to take out your hard-earned money as well, and you might lose your money, okay? And please try to understand, don't do this silly mistake, because this has already happened with the other customer. They don't trust us, and they went to the bank.
How many bank customers are working on this one hacker?
Sir, in our country, more than 400,000 customers are become a victim of same problem. And from last couple of months, we already caught near about 180 hackers. Out of 180, 30 was bank employee. 30, okay? They was bank employee. I mean, still so many employees, bank employees are working for the hacker. Because they was working from home that time, and they have taken an advantage of that. They sold the information to the hacker and helping them to misuse their details for money laundering, and they are earning extra money from them. Please try to understand. And you are not making any payment from your money. We have taken a risk of our money. This is why we have put in 20,000 into your account. Okay.
Well, if you put it in, you can take it out.
Without your knowledge and without your permission, if I will try to take out this money, it will be illegal, because that is your account and only you have the authority to do a transaction with your account. Okay, we are not able to take any single penny without your permission. Please try to understand. And let me tell you, we have transferred $20,000 into your account. But you don't have to make a payment of $20,000, because you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. So you are getting $1,000 extra as a reward money from our government, okay? You can keep $1,000 from $20,000, and you have to make a payment of $19,000 into the hacker's account. Every customer is getting a reward money because they are helping us to find the hackers. And this reward money you are getting from our government. Okay? So from the $20,000, you can keep $1,000 as you are getting reward money. Rest of the $19,000 you have to transfer into the hacker's bank account. And how you have to transfer, I will explain you, because you are a part of our investigation. And you need to go to the branch, and you have to make this payment very carefully, because I need to catch the bank employee as well. If the bank employee will get to know about all this investigation, they will aware the hacker. We can't trust anyone in the bank, because, you know, we cannot publish this news in the news channel or newspaper in media, because if we will publish this news in the news channel or newspaper, then the bank will start losing their customer. Their share marketing price will goes down, and their reputation will also goes down. So this is why we cannot publish anything on media, news channel. Please try to understand. We got the circular, okay, from the government. So please get ready. I will let you know how to do a telegraphic transfer in the bank, okay? I will tell you how to do that. If you want to get dress up, do that, just get ready, because the bank will get closed at 4 o'clock, okay? So please do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So are you ready to go? You are dressed up?
Respectively dressed.
Now listen what you have to do. Physically, you have to go to your bank, okay? Go to the cash counter. Tell them I want to make a telegraphic transfer. Make sure it would be telegraphic transfer. Okay? They will charge you $32 as a transaction fee. You have to pay it. Okay?
$32
as a transaction fee they will charge you. Telegraphic transfer. Okay? Now, after that, they will ask you to whom you are making a payment. Give them the name, account number, BSB number, everything, okay? If they will ask you the reason why you are making this payment, tell them for the house renovation. I am renovating my house and this is for the house renovation. You cannot tell them that I am making a payment to the hacker. I got a call from NCA. Because if you will tell them, that, then the bank employee will get to know you got a call from us and we have provided you a security and now we are looking for the hackers. And once the bank employee will aware the hacker will run away. Okay, they will change their location again. All right? So if the bank will ask you why you are making this payment, tell them for the house renovation. If they will ask you the renovation work is completed or is it is still going on, tell them no, it is still going on. Okay? If they will ask you, do you know this man, Andrea Samuel? Tell them, yeah, he is my friend. He is an interior designer and helping me to renovate my house. If you will tell them this, he is unknown to me, they won't let you to make this payment. So you have to tell them he is my friend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they will ask you how you got his banking information, tell them face to face. Don't tell them that he gave me over the phone or he emailed me. No, face to face. And at the end, if they will ask you, have you got any phone call from Telstra or NCA and did they told you to make this payment, simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere. Because if you will tell them, yeah, I got a call and they told you to make this payment, they will not allow you to make a payment and also they will aware the hacker because they will get to know you got a security from us. Okay?
Yep.
So you have to go to the bank with your debit card and your driver's license. It might be required in the bank. Okay? You need to carry your debit card and driver's license. And once you will make a telegraphic transfer, they will give you the receipt as well. Okay? Get the receipt.
Okay.
That is the proof that you have done a transaction of 19,000. Okay?
Okay.
So what you will do in the bank, tell me please, what you understood.
What will happen to the $20,000 if I don't go?
Pardon?
What will happen to the $20,000 in my account if I don't go to the bank?
If you will don't go to the bank, then I have to send the cyber cops, and we have to do some take some legal action because you are encouraging the hacker to misuse your account for money laundering.
Okay.
And we don't want you to do that.
Well, I'm not going to the Commonwealth Bank. I'm not going to make a deposit, so I'm not happy with what you've just told me.
No.
I don't know this man. I've never met him. But you want me to make a payment into his account.
Sir, I have shown you the hacker pictures already.
Yes, I know, but I don't know him, and I'm not happy. And I'll wait for the cyber police to come. I want to talk to someone face to face. I'm not happy. I'm an old man. And I'm very suspicious. I don't trust anyone. And at the moment,
Listen. Let me finish. You have to trust me because I am working for here for your safety and security. Okay? I have given you all my details. If you want, you can call on that number. You can verify yourself whether you are speaking to a legitimate person or not. We are NCA or not. You can call on that number. Give my employment ID to them. They will let you know whether I work for the National Crime Authority or not. And I am your investigation officer, sir. Please try to understand. This is how we can catch the hacker physically.
Yep.
You are not taking a risk of your money. I am not telling you that you have to make a payment from your pocket. No. First of all, we have transferred the money into your account. This is how we prove our legitimacy to our customer. We are taking care of... We are taking a risk of our money, sir. Please try to understand. You are the victim of the hacker. This is why you need to make this payment from your account. Because if we will directly transfer the money from our account to the bank to the hacker's account, then they will get suspicious why they are getting a money in their account from unknown account. They will get suspicious. And if they will get the money from your account, they won't get suspicious because they are already using it for money laundering. They have done so many transfers, so many transactions with your account to their account. So they won't get suspicious about it.
Yes, but you're asking me to lie to a bank officer.
Sir, lying for a good cause doesn't call a lie, okay? Because you are helping our nation. Keep in your mind, I believe you are a responsible citizen of our country, and definitely you will help us to find those hackers. Because these hackers are not targeting you, they are targeting so many customers. I can give you rough idea, like total 1,200 hackers are in our country, 1,200, and we just only caught 180. So think, if I will get the customer like you, they won't help us. So what will happen about us? What will happen?
Not a lot.
Please try to understand. You will get all the paperwork, okay? And tomorrow we are going to send our engineer as well. He will show you his ID proof and everything. Don't waste your time.
Well,
the bank will get closed.
You send someone out tomorrow to explain.
Definitely, once I need to complete the investigation today and I need to catch the hacker, then I will send that engineer for the checkup of your modem tomorrow. Because without completing the security work, if I will replace your modem, what will happen? Again, the hackers will get the access of your new modem and they will break down the security. This is why I have to complete the security work today. Then after that, the security will start working. Then I will send the engineer for the replacement of your modem.
Why does it have to be done today? Why can't it be done tomorrow?
Because these hackers are very smart. Each and every day they change their location and identity. They use so many accounts, and we have just checked they are using this account, UBank account today. They are active in that. Tomorrow, which account they will use it, I don't know. Please try to understand.
I'm trying, but it's...
Actually, you got a call from us for a first time and you don't have any idea about technically. That's the reason you are getting confused. But don't worry, sir. Don't worry. Everything is safe and secure. You are wasting your time. You just have half an hour, I think. Otherwise, the bank will get closed. 4 o'clock, the bank will get closed. This is why I'm telling you, do that as soon as possible. Because once the bank will get closed, I won't be able to find this hacker physically.
Okay.
So where is your mobile phone right now?
On my desk next to me.
I'm going to call you right now in your mobile, because when you go to the bank, I will going to stay on your mobile every time. This is the law of our investigation. I have to be on the line, okay? So hang up this line. I'm going to call you right now in your mobile, okay?